Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're really excited about one group of beef supporters that you have a chance to work with on an ongoing basis. Tell us about Team Beef.
Absolutely. They are some of our best ambassadors for beef because they're fully demonstrating beef and a healthy lifestyle. So currently we're recruiting for Team Beef runners. Oklahoma Team Beef is a group of Oklahoma running or walking athletes who understand and believe in the nutritional benefits of lean beef and its vital role it plays in day-to-day living and their race training. And we find it's a wonderful way to promote beef in action.
To be a part of Team Beef, you have to do your homework.
Team Beef runners or walkers must complete the Master's Beef Advocacy Training Program to ensure they are prepared to answer any questions about beef they might receive at the race or on the course.
And if you'd like to learn more about Team Beef, go to oklabeef.org, click on the Nutrition tab. And to learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you, go to oklabeef and click on Cattleman's Corner.
Active buyer support quickly moved into lean hog trade today as traders looked for longer-term support, developing from the announcements that trade talks with China will continue to develop and President Trump delaying any additional tariffs for the time being. Over in live cattle today, narrow gains were seen in most of the contracts, with traders focused on increased underlying support. August futures, though, backing away from the early support with a 25-cent loss, while other nearby contracts still hanging on to narrow to moderate gains of 7 to 47 cents per hundredweight. Cash cattle markets remained quiet today with bids and asking prices still unavailable. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were higher, up 66 cents in select and up 62 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 71 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, active follow-through support was seen throughout the feeder cattle trade following additional pressure in corn trade after the bearish USDA report. The lack of direction on planted corn acres continues to kick any production adjustments down the road when it comes to prevented planted acres. This is eroding price levels in corn trade, quickly bringing some traders back to the complex. Although prices have quickly backed away from session highs, the underlying support in the complex remains firm as traders look for additional direction during early July. Meanwhile, today, grains were lower, with corn trade 8 to 10 cents lower, soybean trade was 9 to 13 cents lower, and meal 6.50 to 7.50 lower. Oil was 5 to 15 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 7 to 19 cents lower, with winter wheat harvest hitting full stride and creating some harvest pressure with spillover from the corn weakness. The report showed all wheat acres at 45.6 million versus 45.65 million expected, and stocks were at 1.072 billion versus 1.1 billion expected. The Kansas City-Chicago spread continuing to widen today, with warmer weather helping to get combines moving in the short term, with above 90 degrees expected for the plains.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.